you say your three favorite music artists would be?
Probably Prince would have to be number one. Meatloaf and Prince.
Okay, so Meatloaf and Prince are your two favorite artists.
Meatloaf and Prince, sure.
Okay. See, the thing is that now I got to figure this out for myself in terms of like what Meatloaf represents and what Prince represents, because there's a new study out there. Okay, aside from awesomeness, there's a new study out there that says people prefer listening to music that reflect their own personality. For example, they found that if you love Ozzy Osbourne, you're probably very disagreeable. If you love David Bowie, you're pretty much kind of neurotic.
I can see that, yeah.
Yeah. They said that fans prefer musicians who have similar personality traits to themselves. They also discovered that musical taste is heavily influenced by the artist's personality. So it's not even just like, do you like the music? It's do you like the person also?
Yeah, you really don't know the person, though. That's kind of, you know, I don't know really what kind of guy Meatloaf is.
Yeah, but you can kind of tell through his music, right? I mean, you know, they write about their lives. They sing about their lives. You know a lot of, like Radiohead, for example. If you like Radiohead, you're probably a very open person. But if you're somebody who likes Katy Perry or David Bowie or Fall Out Boy, Nirvana, Pearl Jam, all my favorite bands, mm-hmm. You're very neurotic. Eminem is on pretty much every single list.
As what?
So it falls into, like, if you're somebody who's really open to stuff, you like Eminem. If you're really neurotic, you like Eminem. Like, Eminem covers everybody. He has so many different versions of himself. They shouldn't just ask, like, do you like Eminem? They should ask, which Eminem do you like?
Right, because every album of Eminem is different.
Completely.
Right.
Yeah, it's like five different personalities. Same thing with, like, Billy Joel is on this list as mm-hmm. well. So I think that that's kind of unfair, because The Stranger, when he was depressed and life sucked, I loved him. But as soon as like Uptown Girl came out, no thank you.
If you like Billy Joel now in 2020, you're somebody's grandfather. That's what it says. It doesn't say that you're neurotic or anything. It just says that you're really old.
Yeah, I hate Billy Joel. I really hate Billy Joel. I don't get him. I don't think his music is any good. But like when I listen to the really, really old stuff, someone will play me like something from The Stranger. I'll be like, wow, what's this? And they'll say, Billy Joel. Yeah, this crap.
You hate this song.
I mean, this song makes me want to kill myself. Like, where's that on the list?
But I think you're different because you grew up on Long Island and all they play on Long Island is Billy Joel.
That's true. It doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are. Like, even now, because Billy Joel does Madison Square Garden every month, or he was before the pandemic. Mm-hmm. So you couldn't escape him. Like, whether you were 2 or 52, you could not escape that guy. Oh, God, this is awful. This music is so dreadful.
This is the greatest stuff, though.
Oh, it is not.
It is. Come
it's
on.
So
how can you
sappy.
Hate Billy Joel?
Oh,
you can't hate Billy Joel. Oh, nobody can. That has to say, okay, so bring up Billy Joel on that list. If you don't like Billy Joel, what does that say about you?
If you don't like Billy Joel, you are more open.
It doesn't say
if
that.
If you don't like Billy Joel, you are more extroverted.
It doesn't say that.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, that's what this looked at those four traits in terms of music. Listen, thank God Jay-Z is on the list. Yeah, I mean, this is awesome. Yeah, this says that you're organized, you're dependable, you act dutifully, you like to plan things
you
as opposed to like...
You are making this up, 100%.
What?
I don't even believe this is an article. I think you made it up.
It's a study. It's not even an article. It's a study. But the downside, you know, if you like Jay-Z, you could be stubborn and obsessive, which I think...
You're all the above.
Right. I am the ultimate Jay-Z fan.
Mm-hmm.
Eminem, Jay-Z, like, that's my music. Oh, I mean, I'm sorry. I still love this. I don't like what Kanye's become, but I like where he was.
Yeah, liking Kanye, what does that say about you? That's got to say something.
Let's see if Kanye made the list. You know, I think when they made this list, they found artists that weren't all that controversial, because Kanye is too controversial now. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. I got the rap patrol on the cat patrol. Foes that want to make sure my cask is closed. Thank you. Hit me. Yeah, see. You celebrate the minute you... All you have to know is that the artists you choose to like tend to reflect your personality.
I still don't believe it. I don't believe it's an article. I don't believe it's a study. I think it's something you made up just so I would play Jay-Z. Standing on the corners popping to driving some of the hottest cars New York has ever seen. Okay, if you like this, what does this say about you?
If you like this, it says that you're probably a hipster living in Brooklyn wearing hand-me-down clothes and vintage, and you play the ukulele at clubs on Friday nights.
I think you have a couple of people buried underneath your porch. That's what this means. He was such a strange human
being. Give me another one.
So if I listen to System of a Down,
mm-hmm.
and I really like it, and I listen all the time, does that mean I'm a, what does that mean?
No, it says you're probably in your garage right now trying to get your dad's Camaro to run.
And I guarantee you a Bud Light in the fridge out in the garage.
You've sleeves of tattoos of things you don't believe anymore.
Oh, wow, it's true. There you go. Wake up. Wake up. Grab brush and put a little makeup. Anticipate away the shake up. Why'd you leave the keys up on the table? Here you go, creating a little makeup. You wanted to. Grab brush and put a little
makeup. You wanted to. Are you doing another one? Set up and torn out this stage with my own two hands.
We traveled this land, packed tight minivan. So if you like Kid Rock. That means you live next to the guy that's fixing the Camaro with the Bud Light.
It means you're the one that goes over and goes, so how's it going with the Camaro? Need any help? I'll get my dad's toolbox.
You know what? If you take a Confederate flag and you water it with Bud Light, you can grow your own Kid Rock. I'm going platinum selling rides.